The director of North Dakota's Commerce Department wants the North Dakota University System to put more emphasis on technology transfer from the two big research universities. Jay Schuler told the Board of Higher Education North Dakota can do better when it comes to having research become commercial. Schuler says other states like Minnesota and Iowa are doing it, and North Dakota has a great potential to do more. He asked the board to support the creation of a plan to do just that and take that to the state legislature. In an interview, Schuler said the research does need to be commercialized.
If it's not commercialized and it sits in a shelf, you and I as taxpayers paid for this, and that researcher has a, you know, a framed patent on his or her wall, but it's really a lot of our roads to nowhere. We want the silo, the barrier to come down so there's interaction, so there's interactions amongst the two.
Schuler said the legislature will likely be asked to add staff to NDSU and UND for this purpose, but he says it will attract more private money to the universities. A consultant who has worked with a number of universities on commercializing research says North Dakota has great opportunities to do that. Pamela York is CEO of Capita 3 of Minneapolis. Her company works to fund women-led startup companies. She told the State Board of Higher Education the two research universities, NDSU and UND, could partner with startup companies who could use their research. York says to make that happen, there has to be an internal high-level champion for technology commercialization.
It's often the vice president for research or an associate vice president for research or, you know, someone that gets elevated to a vice president level for tech transfer, somebody with the X on their back who believes in this, who's a real driver of results.
York says the university also has to be committed. And she says in the commercial world, you have to have someone to be a champion of private investment sources.
Somebody has got to take it on themselves and bring people into the fold to really increase those sources of capital.
York says NDSU and UND have already done some work in the area of commercializing research.
You know, the performance is not where you might like it to be, but there's good reasons for that. And there's so much to capitalize on, from agriculture to engineering to health sciences to medicine. It's quite interesting, actually, how much there does appear to be to capitalize on here. So it just requires a focus, a commitment, and some additional resources, and pretty great things can happen.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.